This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa usalli wa usallam ala Sayyid al Awwaleen wal Akhireen, Nabiyyana Muhammadin, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barak wa sallam. All praise are due to Allah, Lord of the worlds, and peace and blessings be constantly showered upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad, the master of the first and the last, and upon his family, his companions, and all those who call to his way and establish his sunnah to the day of judgment. To my beloved brothers and sisters, to those in the viewing audience, I begin with the greeting words of the righteous. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, this is another great opportunity in the month of Ramadan, in a very unique Ramadan, in that we are part of an international isolation. We are part of an international movement inwards, where people have stopped their outward activities, and they are focusing more on their inward activities in order to protect themselves from evil circumstances on the outside. And Ramadan, in a sense, is an activity like this, where we are fasting, and that is an activity that is especially for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is something that cannot be judged by other people, so it's a very personal thing. It's an inward type of activity. And we are fasting to gain taqwa, to gain the consciousness of Allah, which is a type of wiqaya. It is a shield. So that taqwa protects us from evil around in the world, especially on the spiritual level. And so we have combined an international movement inside to protect the outside with a localized Islamic movement inside with fasting, to protect ourselves from those trials and tests that we are facing in the world. So this is a unique opportunity, and it is the month of the Quran. It is the month of the Book of Allah Azza wa Jal, wherein we focus upon Allah's last testament. We focus upon the revelation that came over a 23-year period to the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. And this revelation guides us in all types of circumstances, and it is an eternal revelation in that it is not bounded by time. It is not confined by language, by nationality. And although most of the world are not Arabic-speaking people, we find that millions of non-Arabs have memorized the book, have understood the book, and have implemented it into their lives. And so this living miracle, we are studying this living miracle, and it gives us gems of wisdom to help us to have a sort of balance, to help us to be able to live in the world, but be not of the world. And I wanted to look at Surah Ali Imran, at a small section from Surah Ali Imran, the third chapter in the Quran. And this part of Surah Ali Imran, around verse 100, we find that Allah Azza wa Jalla is telling us, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqati wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. In the oft-repeated verse, Allah tells us, O you who believe, fear Allah in the way he should be feared, and do not die except as Muslims. And when this verse was revealed, and this is a Medina chapter, when it was revealed in Medina, the companions of the Prophet ﷺ found it very difficult, shaqqa alayhim. And the difficulty was that clearly in Arabic it is saying, ittaqullaha haqqa tuqati, fear Allah in the way he should be feared. And so they naturally thought, how can we as individuals meet the standard of the consciousness of Allah in the way that it actually should be? And Allah Azza wa Jal, in infinite mercy, revealed also in the Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha mastata'tum. O you who believe, fear Allah to the best of your ability. And so the companions understood this beautiful verse in connection with another beautiful verse to mean, O you who believe, fear Allah in the way he should be feared to the best of your ability. And so abilities vary. And this is a lesson that we're learning also in this month of Ramadan, because to a great extent, we based our monthly activities on the masjid. We based it on a crowd. We based it on a qadi, except for the few amongst us who are masters of the Quran, who are reading Taraweeh. The great majority of Muslims, 99% of Muslims, are actually reading behind somebody else. And it has come to be part of the goal of the month of Ramadan culturally that we do a khatam, that we finish the whole of the Quran by the 27th night. And now we are not connected to the qadi in salat. We are on our own. And within our homes, we have varying abilities. Some people have memorized the whole Quran. Some of us have memorized just a section. Some of us can read from the book. Some of us have health issues. Some of us have big families. We're not all in the same circumstance. And so the verse of Allah kicks in where it says that you fear Allah, you practice your Islam to the best of your ability. The sincerity, as long as you are sincere in what you are doing, you practice your Islam to the best of your ability. You fear Allah in the best possible way that you can. And so that is the beauty in the month. And this lesson should help us when we leave Ramadan and when we leave the COVID-19 lockdown. So when the two chains come off, when the chains, in a sense, of the COVID-19 come off, and there are people breaking out of the so-called prison already, and you see them breaking out in New York, breaking out in different parts of America, too soon, but they can't take it anymore. It's not the balance. The balance is to flow with the science that Allah has given to us, the understanding that Allah has given to us, and go in transition, that we go in stages and we come out, not just for ourselves, thinking about ourselves, but thinking about other human beings and how they are feeling in this pandemic and what could possibly happen to them. And so the balance then is to have the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in relationship to reality. And this lesson that we are learning tells us that no matter who we are, no matter what our abilities are, no matter what we have accomplished, if we are sincere, if we are working to the best of our ability with sincerity in our heart, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, would bless us not for quantity, but quality. And that is a great lesson. especially for those who looked at reading the Quran as a type of ritual. And in some cases, there are even masjids, you know, in different parts of America where you can read slow in the normal rate, or you can read fast. And so you read fast, like the express lane on the highway, because you want to get the book done in 10 days, because you don't have time. You're doing things at night. You can't come to the mosque. And so go to the express mosque, and they will read it so fast that you can hardly understand it. You finish it 10 days, then you can go out for the rest of the nights of Ramadan and smoke the shisha and do whatever you want to do at night. This is not the understanding of the early companions. They received the Quran. They understood it. It touched their hearts. And then they implemented it into their life slowly but surely until it became a reality. And so we also are called upon to return to the Book of Allah and to read it, not only just to read, but read it for understanding. Read it for the purpose of implementing it into our lives so that, inshallah, it will become a reality when we come out of the isolation. And when that isolation comes and we are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that thankfulness will be interpreted in our actions. That if we are blessed with a ni'mah, we have a comfort in our life, that we will so show our shukr by giving our thanks, by giving in the path of Allah. And that is the balance that we are seeking. And Surah Ali Imran, which is one of the important chapters of the Book of Allah, showing the relationship of Muslims to Christians and Jews and other people, and showing the suffering and courage of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions. It is an important chapter that we are reading in that beginning part of the book, to get that balance and to get that consciousness, inshallah. So I leave you with these thoughts, and I pray that Allah would give you and myself sincerity, the ikhlas, the sincerity to do our best, and hopefully to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah accept our fasting and our standing and our recitation. May Allah protect our children. May Allah protect the Muslims who are in difficulties throughout the Muslim world. And may Allah bring us together in one solid line so that we can raise his banner to the highest. I leave you with these thoughts, and I ask Allah to have mercy on me and you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.